This is the response from Dr. Peebles to a question about the terrorist attacks in Paris. The question was asked during a group session held just hours after the attacks on November 13, 2015. Dr. Peebles speaks through Transchannel Kim Dumain.
Part of the universal lesson is for a unity of consciousness to be developed because of these crises. More and more, the countries, the individuals of the countries are beginning to see this is not just one country, one state, one city's problem indeed. So even though we have experienced a tragedy in Paris, we are beginning to see that many, many other cities are feeling how it will be affected, worrying about how they might experience such terror themselves. So indeed, part of the lesson, part of the growth at a collective mass level is for others to understand that it is not up to one person, it's not up to your president or the president of France to tackle this problem and deal with it. It is going to be through the combined efforts that you will root out these terrorists, you understand?
Yep.
And it even goes beyond that, my dear. For indeed, it is not just this one organization. For indeed, you could wipe all of them out, yes. And what would happen? Another would pop up, my dear. So every time you think you've, yes, slain one of their leaders, another one takes their place as quickly as can be. So it is really a matter of rooting out the core element of fear, the core element of control on the planet Earth. And that will take the combined hearts, the combined souls, the combined energies of not only your world leaders, which, as you know, are not at all unified. Huh. There are too many interests that are conflicting. There's too much ego involvement for the countries and the leaders to combine their efforts. Goodness gracious, you can't even deal with your own leaders on a united front. Yes, indeed. And we're not even talking both parties. Not even one party can agree on what must be done, even though we all know that there are numerous problems to be solved. So indeed, part of the growth, part of the lesson is for the leaders of the world, as well as all of you individuals. Yes, indeed. We do not see the salvation of your planet coming from your leaders. Did you know that?
Okay. All right.
Your salvation is going to come from you common folk, and we don't see you as common at all. You are quite uncommon. And you understand more and more as you grow, as the days go by, that you have more power than you would have ever thought possible. And as you begin to wake, as you begin to realize the masters that you are, you will begin to unite your power, your forces. You will begin to put your noggins together and to realize that the solutions were always closer at hand than you would have ever imagined, but you were always too busy waiting for someone else to take care of it for you. Okay. Do you understand, my dear?
I do. What's
so indeed, you're going to continue to see more violence. Yes, it is quite an unfortunate, picture indeed. But we do believe that there will be more attacks. And it will create, yes, quite a scare for in the hearts of everyone. And so we ask all of you, with your awareness, with your great love, can you resist the tendency to have fear in your souls, in your hearts? For indeed, you will combine that energy, what is indeed being used to manipulate you, to control you. For if you are scared, you are powerless, and you are much more easier to control. Do you understand?
Yep, yeah.
And so indeed, it is up to all of you to decide, I will not be swayed by manipulation, trying to keep me into a state of fear. And indeed, if you could do that, you will open yourself up more and more to the answers within you. And together, you will begin to connect. Together, you will unify your wonderful spirits, and you will see the solutions in front of you. You will begin to work it out. Now, indeed, as you look at the population on the great planet Earth, there are quite a few of you. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Awakening, yeah.
So what would happen if all of you were focused all on world peace? Now there's lots of talk in your spiritual communities about meditating together, about doing it, but it is not a consistent approach. If everyone was serious and they said, we're not going to accept this anymore, we do not want our children, our husbands, our mates being killed in wars, we do not want to allow anymore, tolerate these terrorist cells to terrorize cities, countries, the world, then indeed you will find the peace that you seek deep within your hearts. But too many people are sitting back and waiting for someone else to do it. And that is not being the powerful beings that you are at all. Do you understand, my dear?
All right.
So indeed, the episode in Paris is unfortunate, but we do remind you that the souls involved that indeed lost their physical lives in these attacks, at many levels, they were already prepared to go. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, indeed, others will, of course, grieve their passing, and rightfully so. But we just remind you that at the higher levels of their own soul, their own higher self, knew exactly what was going to happen. Even their conscious mind was unaware of it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, indeed, remember, dear friends, that there are indeed no accidents, that everything is happening in the right time and the right place, even if it would seem to be quite the tragedy. Do you understand?
Okay, so holding that thought is one thing that we can do. Is there anything else that we can actively do?
Yes, indeed, my dear. We want all of you to begin to reject that attitude of love stronger and stronger and stronger. Not just for the people close to you, your family, your loved ones, but we want you sending out a prayer, a blessing, an attitude, day and night, of complete love. See it circling the planet. See it dwelling in deep within the core of Mother Earth. See it in the stranger's eyes that you meet on the street. See it everywhere you go. And if you will do that, you will continue to build up that wonderful force of love, which will indeed solve so many of the world's woes. So many of think that it is impractical. No, that can't do it. But love is indeed the most powerful force on the planet. And if you would all work just on that one thing, not only would you change the world, but you would change your own life. Do you understand?
Excellent.
For the core of the new age is moving into your heart, experiencing love at an unconditional deep level, first for yourself, then for others around you, including all living things. Do you understand?
Yes. So what I'm doing in the morning and nighttime does matter. I mean, I know that it matters, but that is the way to go.
Well, yes,
indeed.
What
I'm doing right now.
Now, for many of you, you will have to create a little bit of a new pattern, a new habit, but after a while, everywhere you go, you will be sending and feeling love. It will be quite a glorious state of mind to be in. Would you all like to be living and feeling love all the time?
Yep.
And for no reason.
Yeah.
You don't need a reason. You don't need someone to say, I'm going to do this for you, for you to feel love. Goodness gracious, no. Just allow yourself to move into that state, that vibration of pure, blissful love. And as you do that, and you continue to send that love, to radiate your light, your love out to everything and everyone around you, you will begin the process of moving into the higher vibrations and indeed creating the new earth. Do you understand, dear?
Good, dear. Thanks.
God bless
Thank you,
indeed. Other questions or comments? How did you like those apples?
Wow.
Well, indeed, you live in a very wondrous time, and all of you are here to do your part. Now, of course, first, some of you have to heal yourselves. You need to wake up. You need to move past your own fear. Now, why do all of you think that there are terrorists in your world? Any ideas?
Instruments of fear.
Right.
God bless you. Well, yes, indeed, young man. Yes, indeed. You are correct. And where does some of that fear originate? Do you think it's always in the other guy?
All of us.
All of you, yes, indeed. Each and every one of you have a little bit of a terrorist inside of yourselves. Did you know that? Can you admit that to yourselves? Are there times when you are judging others? Are there times when you are hating others? And if you can be honest with yourself, then you will realize that the core of the fear of the terrorist activity in the world is always within the individual. When you root that out, when you, yes, heal that very important part of yourself, you will lift yourself up and you will lift everything around you with you. Do you understand?
Yep.
God bless you.